With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Mark Brown. A man has been arrested following a recent drug bust in East Windsor. Officers from the Windsor Police Drugs and Guns Unit began a probe on someone believed to be selling drugs out of a home. Two homes and a vehicle were searched. $18,000 in suspected cocaine and methamphetamine were seized, along with cash, a scale, and packing material. The OPP had its hands full on Windsor-Essex roads over Easter weekend. Enforcement results are out for Essex County, and a total of 252 charges were laid. 9 were for impaired driving. Over half of the citations were for speeding or another form of aggressive driving. 13 were for failure to wear seatbelts. Impaired driving has been blamed for a crash in Tecumseh late Tuesday night. The OPP say it happened just before 11 p.m. on Howard Avenue at Highway 3, and it involved three vehicles. One driver was banged up, and another driver, a 30-year-old from Windsor, is charged with impaired driving and driving with excessive blood alcohol. Canada's spy agency noticed evidence of low-level election interference by China in 2019. A federal inquiry began Wednesday in Ottawa, and Prime Minister Justin Trudeau was expected to give evidence. Global News reports that Carita Gould, who held the portfolio at the time, testified that any interference did not affect the outcome of that election. The Bank of Canada is holding its benchmark interest rate at 5%. Global News reports that the rate has been that way for 6 straight decisions. The bank has indicated, though, that a rate cut for June is a possibility with inflation easing off. 3 people have been shot at an end of Ramadan event in Philadelphia. Fox News reports that it happened at a square where about 1,000 people were attending. One of those wounded was 15 years old. Police have 5 people in custody. The Ford government has agreed to support a bill declaring intimate partner violence an epidemic in Ontario. But in a news conference Wednesday by the NDP, Windsor resident Fatuma Kuso refutes that.
Zahra Bula left behind 52 family members. And with every blow she had suffered, every attempt of her trying to rescue herself or allowing us to rescue her impacted us and invaded pervasively in every cell of our being.
Kuso's daughter was allegedly murdered by her husband. Grant money for supporting intellectual property has been awarded to the University of Windsor. Intellectual Property Ontario has provided the research department with $300,000. The school plans to use the funding to advance technology transfers and create industry partnerships. In sports, the Blue Jays were playing the Mariners Wednesday afternoon. The Tigers had the day off. The Raptors take on the Nets in Brooklyn in the NBA Wednesday night. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver says gambling allegations against Raptors forward Jontay Porter are a, quote, cardinal sin. CBS Sports reports that the league is looking into games last month that Porter played in. Wednesday night's weather, cloudy with showers, down to 9. Showers to thunderstorms likely Thursday, windy and 15. More rain at 8 Thursday night. I'm Mark Brown. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.